In 1508, Pope Julius II asked Michelangelo to decorate the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel with frescoes. At first, Michelangelo was reluctant to accept the task because he saw himself as a sculptor rather than a painter. However, he accepted and worked alone for the next 4 years, finishing the work in 1512. The ceiling is a masterpiece of perspective illusion, as most of the architecture is painted and astonishingly realistic. Painted arches cross the ceiling and rest on a painted cornice, supported by pillars that flank the thrones of 7 solemn prophets and 5 sibyls. The arches and the cornice divide the central surface into 9 panels, which depict episodes from Genesis, telling the story of the creation and the fall of man. 5 of these panels are smaller, allowing more space for 10 couples of ennui, naked figures. Among these episodes, we find the creation of Adam. Lying on the ground on the left, he rises up as if attracted by the vital power of God's right hand. Their fingers almost touch each other in the center of the composition. Despite the muscular vigor, Adam's figure seems light. His posture is designed to show the perfect body that God created in his image. His face turns to the right. His left arm is softly extended and leaning on his knee, while the right arm is flexed. His right leg is relaxed, while the other is bent. The bust is contracted on the right and in extension on the left. A proportionate, athletic, and majestic body in which the beauty of the divinity is reflected. Michelangelo combines bright and iridescent colors with movement, even in the shadows. The sibyls are a great example of this superb use of color.